team's right forefinger jabbed the air.
Don't delude yourself into thinking that you can save yourself by lying. You and Damask have known each other for more than 10 years, ever since you were instrumental in helping him guarantee the election of Bontapolo.
Sidious gestured casually. An old rumor that has no basis in fact, begun and perpetuated by rivals of House Palpatine.
Again you lie. Your treachery was to your father and his royal allies. In exchange for the information you released and the subsequent spying you carried out for Damask, he rewarded you by persuading Tapolo to appoint you ambassador.
Sidious hid his ruefulness. That his enemies on Naboo had reached out to Teem came as no surprise. But the revelation firmed his decision to have those enemies eliminated at the first opportunity, and to see to it as well that information regarding his past disappeared from the public record. The appointment as ambassador came years later as a direct result of my political accomplishments on Naboo. Teem snorted a laugh.
In the same manner in which the appointment to the Senate was a result of your accomplishments?
Speak plainly, Teem, Sidious said, his voice flat and menacing now. Teem showed him a bitter smile.
Perhaps you had no direct hand in Kim's death, but I suspect that you were complicit.
He paused, then added,
That little speech you gave in the Senate, I understand that it succeeded in attracting the attention of the Supreme Chancellor. Clearly, you have all the makings of a career politician. Unfortunately, we plan to cut your career short.
Sidious brushed dust from the shoulder of his robe.
Release whatever allegations you have. They will provide gossip for the day and be forgotten the next.
Teem planted his large hands on his hips and laughed heartily.
You misunderstand me, Palpatine. We are not interested in besmirching your reputation or holding you for ransom. We intend to kill you.
Sidious took a moment to respond. It was odd to think now that he had once known fear, though never incapacitating fear, and never for very long. But as a child, he'd experienced fear as a conditioned response to threat. Despite a reassuring voice inside him that had promised no harm could come, there had been, for a time, a chance that something terrible could happen. More than once, his father's raised hand had made him cringe. Eventually, he had understood that he had conjured that voice, that he hadn't been fooling himself by exercising some infantile belief in invulnerability. And he understood now that it had been the dark side telling him that no harm could come to him precisely because he was invulnerable. Since the start of his training, the voice had quieted by becoming internalized. Teem's belief that he had power over him might long ago have moved him to pity instead of stirring anger and loathing. Raw emotion was a consequence of leading a double life. While he relished his secret identity, he wanted at the same time for it to be known that he was a being who could not be trifled with, that he wielded ultimate authority, that merely to gaze on him was tantamount to glimpsing the dark matter that bound and drove the galaxy.
What is it you hope to gain by killing me?
Since you ask, to rid the Senate of yet another useless crony, and to send a special message to Higo Damask that his days of influencing the Senate have come to an abrupt end. For 10 years we've been waiting to execute this retribution, as you call it. For some of us, even longer, reaching back to Damask's partnership with a Bith named Rugis Gnome.
The assassination of Kerid Samthi, Sidious thought.
I fear, Senator, that you have not given this matter sufficient thought,